August 3rd, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest, the big compelling of God. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, Luke 18:31. Jerusalem stands in the life of our Lord as the place where he reached the climax of his Father's will. I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. That was the one dominating interest all through our Lord's life. And the things he met with on the way, joy or sorrow, success or failure, never deterred him from his purpose. He steadfastly set his face, go to Jerusalem. The great thing to remember is that we go up to Jerusalem to fulfill God's purpose, not our own. Naturally, our ambitions are our own. In the Christian life, we have no aim of our own. There is so much said today about our decisions for Christ, our determination to be Christians, our decisions for this and that. But in the New Testament, it is the aspect of God's compelling that is brought out. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. We are not taken up into conscious agreement with God's purpose. We are taken up into God's purpose without any consciousness at all. We have no conception of what God is aiming at, and as we go on, it gets more and more vague. God's aim looks like missing the mark because we are too short-sighted to see what he is aiming at. At the beginning of the Christian life, we have our own ideas as to what God's purpose is. I am meant to go here or there. God has called me to do this special work. And we go and do the thing. And still the big compelling of God remains. The work we do is of no account. It is so much scaffolding compared with the big compelling of God. He took unto him the 12. He takes us all the time. There is more than we have got as yet. That's the end of Oswald's text. The climax of God's will for us is our death to self. That is our Jerusalem. Our absolute abandon of our own agenda. That is our Jerusalem. When we are absolutely abandoned to God, with no other agenda in mind but his, all other things in life will become insignificant. God's purpose for me can only be realized as I consistently and constantly empty myself of my rights and my plans. Every person, naturally, by physical birth, has ambitions to fulfill himself. The Christian, or Christ in life, on the contrary, is about the absence of personal ambition and the presence of complete submission to God's purposes and plans, even though we don't know what they are. Similar to the way Abraham believed God and left the place where he was, going where he did not know, simply going because that was God's request. The closer I get to God in an intimate sense, the less clearly I will see his purpose, or even think I see his purpose. He has no intention of revealing his purpose to me. He only desires that I immediately obey his Holy Spirit's prompting. That was the hallmark of Jesus Christ. And Jesus' own prayer was that I would be one with the Father, as Jesus is one with the Father. And that is my purpose.